Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we brew the perfect blend of tips, rules, and fun facts for language lovers.
Ever found yourself typing out a message and suddenly stopping at if? Well, you're not alone. Stay with us to master the art of conditional sentences and no more second-guessing those if clauses.
All right, listeners, let's dive into the realm of conditionals. Now, a conditional sentence generally has two parts, the if clause, which is the condition, and the main clause, which is the result.
Spot on, Abby. And the first gem in our grammar treasure chest today is the zero conditional. This one's for expressing general truths, like if water reaches 100 degrees Celsius, it boils.
Exactly, Jack. It's a simple present tense in both clauses, showing that the result is always true if the condition happens.
Moving forward to the first conditional, this is where we talk about real and possible situations in the future. For example, if it rains tomorrow, I'll take my umbrella.
Notice the formula if plus simple present, then will plus base form of the verb. The beauty of this form lies in its simplicity and practicality.
Now, the second conditional is for unreal or improbable situations in the present or future. Think ambition, dreams, or hypotheticals like, if I were a millionaire, I would travel the world.
And contrary to what it seems, it's were for all subjects, not just he, she, or it. So remember, use were and not was to be grammatically correct here.
For the history buffs, conditionals date back to Old English, with forms evolving through Middle English where if clauses became more pronounced, especially with a rise in subjunctive mood usage.
Yes, and the fascinating part is that while usage has simplified over time, the subjunctive mood has stuck around, like in our third conditional for impossible past situations.
Oh, this is where we get a bit of time travel. This one's about imagining a different past, like if I had known about the meeting, I would have attended.
Now, let's have a bit of fun with a quick quiz. I'll give a sentence with a blank, and you fill it in, Jack.
Hit me with your best shot.
Blank, the ice melts, the water level rises.
If the ice melts, zero conditional, since it's a general truth.
Nice one. Here's another. Blank, I win the lottery, I'll buy a castle.
If I win, first conditional, because it's a real possibility, however slim that might be.
All right, last one. Blank, I were you, I would take the job offer.
If I were you, there's the second conditional, for a purely hypothetical situation.
We hope you're feeling more confident about using if clauses now, and that you've had a bit of fun along the way.
Absolutely. As Abby and I continue unwrapping the intricacies of English, we'd love for you to join the conversation.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Until next time in the Grammar Lab, keep those if clauses coming, and remember, every sentence is a new adventure.
Take care and happy grammaring.